What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Not So Late Show. We're back again with the Not So Late Show. What's news? And in a nutshell, the Never Alone podcast with me, your host and friend, hopefully Nalini Manuwen. Thank you for joining me tonight. Now, you know, it feels a bit weird doing a Not So Late Show because I said, like, previously that it feels like I'm doing them so much that it's becoming annoying. So, but it's actually like this one is actually appropriate and I'm excited to get into this one. Because there is so much to talk about, you know, in sport and in entertainment. Not even that much, but there's a lot for me at least. So I'm really excited to get into that and just jump right in. I hope that you guys enjoyed. Wait, before getting into literally anything, self-check-in moment. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy. And I hope you're taking care of yourself as you should today and every other day. So with that being said, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, or I hope you had an amazing day. And everything goes well. But if your day didn't go so swell, it's okay. It happens to the best of us. And we move. The sun rises again and we go again tomorrow. You know, so with that being said, welcome to the Not So Late Show. Another, yet again, another What's News episode. I mean, what's new about that? But truly, I'm excited about this one. But before getting into the news, I've got a couple things to talk about, actually. So speaking of the podcast, I hope you enjoyed yesterday. Not yesterday, well, I recorded it yesterday, but I hope you enjoyed the previous episode. I say that because I seldom, like, talk about my so-called goals or whatever. So, like, I barely, like, say that I want this to happen. My goal is this. And I don't know why. I mean, I say it to myself, obviously, but I don't really, you know, publicize it that much. But then every time I think about that, I always think of Jack Harlow's lyric in, wait, I'm trying to think what song it is. I think it's Nailtic, and then the lyric is like, I don't wish for my success, I speak it. Yeah, he says that a lot and I sing that a lot, so I guess that's just one of those moments. But then again, I don't say them a lot, but I hope you enjoyed that episode. I was coming at you live from the library, sitting outside, so I hope that maybe that changed environment brought out, like, something different in me. But we're back. I'm back in the car, the OG spot, as we know and love. So, yeah, that's that. And also, I'm almost done with exams. I can't believe I'm almost done. It's actually, it's really, like, getting to me now. Because in the past, I was like, oh my gosh, like, what was that with school? Like, okay, I was very much aware. But now, it's literally almost October, and I'm almost done. So, I'm writing my last exam on Monday, and that is biology, paper 2. I wrote biology, paper 1, on Friday. I don't know if I spoke about that in the anniversary episode, but it was, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about biology paper 1. We just look forward and try and do our best in paper 2. So, not try, we do our best in paper 2. So I'm almost done with exams. And then I think we have a week of holiday. And then, okay, I had this whole plan of what I'm going to do this holiday in terms of the podcast. But then I think my plans might be, you know, might have changed a little bit. Now, I didn't want them to change, but the reason they are changing is for a specific reason. It's like a valid reason. And whether they happen or not, I will tell you why it happened or it didn't happen. But fear not, I have episodes. Like, I've got, we're good. You know, if those episodes don't happen in the holidays, they will happen eventually. Guaranteed, they will happen. But it's like, it's kind of like a rapid week type thing where I do an episode every single day. Oh, there's so many calls. Wait, what? Okay, my cousin's calling me, so I'll be back. No. Okay, I'm back. But little did you know, I was gone for like 20 minutes, maybe. No, my cousin called me. My mom apparently we had to vacuum the mat. I don't know why. Well, partly I know why, but okay. Now, I obviously don't know where I was, but I think I was talking about my exam, so. Oh no, the goals thing. So, I hope you enjoyed that episode. And obviously, nothing much has really happened since then. So I think. Oh, you know what? Let me say this a little bit. I finished. Oh, this is kind of a milestone. I finished week four of my Nike challenge. So basically, if you don't know, I guess embarked. I started this Nike challenge 4 weeks ago now. And it's like an athleticism kind of program with the Nike training app. And basically, the whole point was to kind of get back into a routine of working out. Now, I'm a fairly active person, if you don't know, but I play tennis, I play hockey. Well, not hockey anymore, but I still like to classify myself as playing hockey, but I play tennis literally every single day. I practice every single day. So you can say I'm fairly active, but I kind of fall off the rails when it comes to working out. Like, I'd be consistent for like a week, and then I'd kind of fall off because I was like too tired to do stuff. So this program kind of really put me back on, a path type of thing where I'm consistent with my workout. So I work out every second day, basically. And I finished my week four yesterday, last night. So last night, I. What did I do last night? Last night, I did week four, and it was really hard because. Did I say why? Oh, I had to do w two workouts in a row. Because I'm skipped, not skipped again, I missed a day because of load shedding. Now, we love load shedding. We know what load shedding is. So I couldn't l work out because of that. And then I had to do 2 days in a row just to get back into like the days or whatever. Just to so things get back to normal and align properly. So yeah, I took a break today. No, I worked. Yeah, I took a break today because I worked out yesterday. But yesterday's workout was really tough. Like, this week four must have been, like, must have, must, yeah, must have been, like, the hardest week yet. Because I don't know why, but I was a bit extra tired and it took a little extra motivation and energy just to, like, do the workout. Like, as soon as I do the warm-ups, then I know, okay, I'm in it. And I start doing the activation stuff, okay, I'm in it. But it's like it took quite a lot this week just to take that first step, and I must admit it was really tough, but really happy to get through week four because week four was hard. Like yesterday I was like panting, I was like, oh my gosh. But I just had to push through and I got it. So that's going well. Week five starts tomorrow and then Monday. I'm doing 2 days in a row again because I have my farewell on Thursday, so I don't want to do a workout on my farewell. You know what I mean? So there's reason behind that, but more explaining will come when that Nike challenge episode comes. I just want to update and just let you know what's been cooking, what's been going on. So, with that being said, I think this is a good time to get into the news. So, what has been going on? Now, I'm gonna start with this first because I think I don't wanna like rank of importance to things. Sorry, I got interrupted again. You see, okay, if you listen to the previous episode, now you know why I have this burning desire to have my own studio to record because it's interruption after interruption. But you know what? We live with it. But as I was saying, I don't wanna rank things of importance, but I think for me, this is exactly what I want to start with. So, if you don't know, you must be living under a rock. But it's okay. I'm about to lift that rock and kind of bring you up to speed. So, Roger Federer has, I guess, officially retired from competitive tennis. Now, I know. This is devastating news. But I was talking to my friend the other day, and he kind of announced it not a while ago, I'd say a week ago maybe. And to be honest, we knew it was coming. Let's be real, because when my friend and I discussed it, we were like, It's not like we're going like, oh my word. I mean, obviously we're surprised, but it's not as a, big of a shock as, like, whoa, because he is a bit older. He hasn't been around for the a couple of for these like couple of years, 2 years. So he's been like here and there on the tour. So it's not like we were super, super surprised about this, but the fact that it's happening now is kind of surprising. So he announced his retirement in like a letter type thing, on Instagram and obviously everywhere else. And when it's so weird because truly, now I know I said Serena is my favorite tennis player, or she is 100%. She's the first person I really look up to and saw myself in, but Roger Federer has been my favorite tennis player regardless. Now, there's this like weird, I don't know if you play tennis, you're either Roger or Rafa fan. It's like a Cristiano, it's like a Ronaldo and Messi type thing, or like a Curry or LeBron type thing. It's either Roger or Nadal. It's not, it doesn't have to be, but that's just kind of been the thing. Like every sport has its thing. Like for Formula One, you Max or you Lewis. For basketball, you Steph Curry or you're LeBron. For what's another example? Yeah, like okay, I don't know that many sports, but oh, for soccer, are you Messi or Ronaldo? So that's kind of been the thing, and I've always been a Federer fan, and it's simply because I just love his. Now I don't hate Rafa Nadal. I love Rafa Nadal, but Federer has been like my favorite, and it's just something about the way he plays, and he's played over the years, and his like. His elegance on the court anyway. So to see like my favorite tennis player, and it hasn't changed. Like it hasn't changed. It's always been Roger Federer all the way. So to see like I guess two of my favorite tennis players of all time and arguably the greatest of all time retire somewhat at the same time, it's like, oh my gosh. And it's so crazy because it literally feels like an end, the end of an era. You know what I mean? So it's really sad. And he said he was going to retire at the Laver Cup, which has currently happened in London at the O2, and they played him and Rafa. It felt like the perfect send-off because it was the big four: Nadal, Murray, Djokovic, and Federer all there, and obviously Berrettini, Casper Ruud, and Tsitsipas there to support them. But to have them all there. And Roger played doubles with Rafa one last time, his last competitive match. It felt such like a full circle moment, but really emotional. Now, if you've seen the images, you've seen the videos, that literally everyone was crying. Now, me personally, I have not seen grown men cry like that, and I'm not saying that in a shameful way or judgy way. It's just I've never seen that before. And just that kind of showed me that this kind of thing is so much more and so much bigger than, I guess, tennis and like winning itself. You know what I mean? And not even just tennis, but sports in general. Every time, to like think about it, every time someone you love who's been a legend, an icon in their field, like somewhat like retires or stops, it's emotional. Like it's really emotional. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, you know what I mean? And it showed me that tennis is just so much more. Not even just tennis, but sport in general is so much more than just a sport. And when I saw them like literally weep, like if you've seen the videos, you know what I'm talking about. It in a way reminded me of myself and the hockey thing because I also wept when we played our last game. Because you cry or you show some sort of emotion towards something that really means a lot to you and in a way is a part of you. So when I saw them cry, it brought me back to when I played my last hockey match when I literally bawled my eyes out and it was like a whoa moment. And it just makes you realize, look, we love sport, we love winning, we love trophies, we love the gold, the money, whatever, but ultimately it's so, so much more than that. I think mostly it's about community and bringing everyone together and just people together of different ethnicities, races, cultures together in this like this thing. I don't know what to call it, but it made me kind of appreciate sport a bit more. Like I've always appreciated sport, but for the longest time, and even when we're younger, it's always, well, for me, it's always been, you know, just win the gold, win the trophy, you know, win, win, win. It's always been about winning. And I guess a part of me, well, I have 100% when I was younger, kind of lost sight of what this is really for, you know, and what it's actually about. And mostly it's about community and family and kind of building this environment that is, I don't know how to explain it, that it's super safe and enjoyable for everyone, you know, whether you're a spectator or whether you're participating in this or you're donating, whatever you contribute to this thing, that's what's like, it's mostly about, you know, like, I mean, we love winning, but it's not, that's not it. That's like a 1% of, I guess, sport in a sense. Now, I'm specifically talking about sport because it's something I'm very familiar with and obviously what this is about in a weird way. So it's a really sad moment, and I think it makes it like extra heavy on, I guess, tennis, the tennis world, if you know, that Serena and Roger are retiring at the same time. Then again, arguably the GOATs of the sport. The end of an era. That's what it feels like. And it's so sad. Like, that's what my Instagram has been flooded with today. Literally, just the Laver Cup. And it also showed me, like, okay, if you know what the Laver Cup is, Laver Cup is, it is Team World against Team Europe, and in this last match, Team World won in the tiebreak of the doubles, but it felt like that had no, like, relevance to the moment, you know what I mean? Like, the result of that match literally could not have mattered at all. They could have won, or they could have lost. It literally wouldn't have mattered. The moment itself of Roger just being there and everyone being there kind of, like, overtook the winning and the losing, you know, battle. So that was really beautiful to see people from Team World, you know, celebrate Roger's career and just be together with everyone. Then again, showing that tennis is so much more than just a sport, and just sport in general is, it's so much more than that. And I think maybe us, well, I don't say us, but then again, I have lost sight of that in my little career as a young tennis player, where when we were younger, when I was younger, I was basically showed that it was all mostly about the accolades, like the winning, the trophies, the gold, and never really got told or taught that, you know, it's also about community building, it's also about family and building community. That's basically it. And so I guess through my experience and learning and making new friends along the way, that is only when I learned that, oh, you know, tennis just doesn't do this. You make new friends, you kind of develop a kind of family and this community you're part of, and that, you know, that they support you in a weird way. I guess I just wish someone told me that when you're younger, you know, it's nice to win, but that's not what it's all about. You know, I mean, we're happy if you win, but we also won't be disappointed if you lose. All in all, that's not what the bigger picture is, if that makes sense. So, in a nutshell, a beautiful moment, a sad moment, but also a celebratory moment. Because then again, I saw this thing, what I said about hockey, you know, you are sad that it's over, but more happy that it happened, or smile that it happened, you know what I mean? So that's been something that's been really special. And it's so weird, my friend and I, we were talking about it, and we were saying that future generations, obviously, they won't know who, like, Roger Federer was. All they know is that he was a legend, he was, like, a really good tennis player, but they won't know. And they don't have, like, the experience to be in his, like, his prime moments, if that makes sense. I mean, like, to see Roger Federer play and whatever, it's such, like, a whoa moment. And to think that future generations won't be able to experience that is crazy. And to them, he's just going to be, like, an icon, a legend. Just like for me, let's say Andre Agassi. or Andy Roddick or Pete Sampras or Ivan Lendl or John McEnroe. To me, they are just these legends and icons in the sport. But to someone like my mom, they are like, they were amazing. They probably are amazing, but they were my mom. People like my mom were able to see them in their somewhat prime or in action. So it's gonna be crazy. And I thought about this. I was like, okay, let me just try to find my words here. To the future generation, Alcaraz is their like Roger Federer, if that makes sense. Or he can be like their Roger Federer. You know what I mean? Like people who are younger than me, let's say who are 10 years old, are seeing, not even 10 years old, I'm gonna say like maybe 6 years old, or like are seeing Alcaraz now the way people like me saw Roger Federer, But obviously we don't know what Alcaraz's future is gonna look like, but you kind of see where I'm going with that. People are viewing Alcaraz as this, he is the guy. But to me, at the time, Roger Federer was that guy. So it's so interesting to kind of see the generational like difference. Like my mom, they looked at Ivan Lendl, Steffi Graf even, and all these amazing icons. To me, I see Roger Federer, I see Nadal, I see Serena, I see Venus. And to them, the younger ones, they're gonna see like Alcaraz, let's say Alex de Minaur, they're gonna see Tiafoe, they're gonna see, Zverev and Tsitsipas and all that. So it's so cool and interesting to see that. But yeah, truly the end of an era. It's bittersweet, but then again, much more happy that it happened. And that I was able to experience, Roger Federer. I guess me personally didn't experience him at his prime, but I experienced him at a point where he was the, like there. Somewhat his prime. So I feel very lucky and fortunate in that regard. Also Serena as well, but it's crazy. And it just shows to me that life just moves on. Like life doesn't care about your feelings. It just moves on. The sun rises, the sun sets, and sun rises and sun sets. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. Doesn't care about you. It just keeps going. It sounds very harsh, but that's kind of the truth, to be honest. And just like, it's just evidence that life moves and things are changing. Things change, and that's just how it's been and how it's always gonna be. But still, that doesn't mean we shouldn't appreciate anything. So that's been fun. Yeah. Well, moving on. And I highly doubt that. I feel like Rafa, Nadal, and Djokovic are kind of there. I'm gonna like predict in the next like 3 years or 2 years even that Rafa's gonna retire. And the next like maybe 3, 4 years, Djokovic is gonna retire and Murray's gonna retire. Then it's like, okay, we've closed that chapter. Let's move on to the next generation, which is nuts to me. But yeah. Anyway, moving on. Let's go into some entertainment. Now, I'm gonna talk about this for a while. Well, not, maybe not a while, but if you have zero interest in this, you can go head along. Sorry about that. You can go skip along, but I would like for you to stay always. So, Fate, the Winx Saga, Season 2 has been out for, I want to say, a week. Surely, like a week now or more. And I have thoughts. Now, you guys know, if you don't know, I'm obsessed with the Winx Club. I've been watching it lately, but I went through like this rabbit hole of watching it, and then I watch it occasionally. But I'm a massive fan. I love the show. It's amazing. Sorry, I've said it in the past that it's so bad that it's good, but it's not bad. Obviously, like me, I might see it as like cringe or whatever, but it's like a good show. It's really funny. The Winx Club, not Fate, the Winx Saga. The Winx Club, the cartoon, the animation original, the OG. It's actually really funny and good. So because I'm a huge fan of the Winx Club, when I saw that they were making like an adapt what is it? Adaption or like a real life thing, I was like, oh my gosh, a live action. I was like, whoa. But then I was very skeptical, like, what's going on? You know, what are they gonna do? And then season one came, was good. Season two, which I finished last week, I don't know when, but I finished it last week. And I have thoughts. Now, I'm gonna play you a voice recording, to be honest. I'm playing a voice recording, and this voice recording was from, I think, the day after I finished it. I'll be right back. My cousin is calling me once again. So, as I was saying before I got rudely interrupted, no, so Winx Club, I'm obsessed. So now I can't really recall how long I've been waiting for season two, but I was just happy that it was here. So begun season two. Actually, wait, no, what was I saying? I was saying I'm gonna play a voice note, right? I'm gonna play a voice note and then we can talk afterwards. So this voice note, just to give you a bit of context of what's happening here, I was at school and it was the morning when I was writing, I think, my English paper. My English paper. So the time I'm recording this voice recording is like 10 minutes before I have to go inside the hall to write. So just letting you know where my mind is at. I'm eating an apple here, so if you just mind me eating an apple and there's noise because that's students talking, but that's just what's happening in this voice note. So you can listen to the voice note and we can chat afterwards. Okay. So I finished Winx Club yesterday. Thoughts. I finished it. Okay, I was really desperate. It kind of sucks that it was only like 8 episodes or 7 episodes, but the long episodes kind of made up for that. But episodes were like 50 minutes long, which I don't remember them being that long, but I'm not complaining. But I thought there would be 10 because I thought Netflix did that 10 thing, but it's okay. My thoughts are, really enjoyed it. I'm happy that they use their powers more. Kudos to the effects team. I know, well, I can imagine it's not easy to kind of replicate the original series. So for them doing what they did, and even the transformation scene at the end was really, really cool. A bit questionable on the music though. Whoever did the soundtrack or whatever was in charge of music, I have a lot of questions. I mean, some of the songs were very nice and appropriate, but then there were some songs where I felt like this song wasn't supposed to be here. You know what I mean? Like the energy didn't kind of match, if that made sense. But the music sometimes were really, really good. I heard some Tate McRae in there, I heard some Taylor Swift. So, all good, but I'm eating an apple. I'm at school now, so. I must say that they took pretty long to kind of get to it. You know, they're like the first 4 episodes was just them like beating around the bush and then, you know, complaining about Rosalind. They're just like complaining about her a lot, and I don't even know what their end game was. I think to get her out, but I don't know how they were gonna do that. Then they found out she killed Dowling. Towards the end, things started happening. I want to say episode 6. Things started happening. And then we were just like all of a sudden introduced to blood witches, which was like interesting. But it was really cool. And I'm so happy that they introduced the Dragon Flame. It was my favorite. But I had this whole like weird dilemma with myself and debate myself. I was like, I'm pretty sure in the original Winx it was the dragon fire, not the dragon flame. Now I know, okay, it's like somewhat the same thing, but I was really picky about that because I really like things to match, like the original and the adaptation. So the fact that they called it the dragon flame was bothering me, and then I went on this whole search rampage as to like, is it the dragon flame or is it the dragon fire? Because I was really, and I watched like some episodes, and then they said, okay, they call it many different names. So I was like, okay, that puts my mind at ease a little bit, you know, that they call it different names, but it's the dragon fire to me. Bloom has the dragon fire, so that was pretty cool, and that she knows that. What else with y'all? So
things kind of went into a bit of a rush towards the end, but that's when the action started happening, which was nice and finally. And to see them use their powers, and there was a lot of different things addressed, you know, brought forward, like Terra's coming out, which is amazing, and I love that scene. Flora, I love Flora. I'm obsessed with Flora and her energy. She, like, when I see Flora of the adaption now, the real life one, and Flora of the Winx, I'm like, okay, I see it, you know. And new characters like Grey, who I really liked, even though he's a blood witch, his relationship with Aisha, and them kind of exploring that not all relationships have to be very comfortable, you know what I mean? Like, I really resonated with Aisha in this way, where she felt really out of her comfort zone when kind of diving into something with Grey. So that was really cool to see, and them explore that. Who else? What's her name? Stella had a bit of a moment, which was kind of, it was really hard to watch, but then again, beautiful performance. And Bloom and Sky, obviously, Abby Cohen, whatever, sorry, doing the most as Bloom. But it was so, I was a bit annoyed, because, like, Bloom, she has this thing, I always say this, I don't know if it's Abby or Bloom, but she has this, like, deep, deep stare thing that she does. It's like she's really intense with her looks, and you can feel like, oh my word. But did really well, I think. I don't know, there was something about her that I really liked. She has like strength, but it's also really annoying. She's very, I want to say, hard-headed when stuff like that, but typical, you know, hero of the story. But there was something about her that irritated me a little bit sometimes, but she showed a lot of power. I think she was being continuously told through the season that she's the chosen one, you know, she's going to save the world. So I think that's it's kind of a lot of pressure to put on a teenager and stuff like that. So I think she obviously felt that pressure and felt like she needed to put a strong front out. So yeah, she isolated her friends. She wanted to do everything alone because she didn't want to hurt them or kind of like burden them with whatever. But it was really cool to see her kind of, didn't really open up that much, which was hard. And then her relationship with Sky took a bit of after he killed somebody. But obviously, you know, you do what you must do as a specialist. But yeah, I'm really happy that they bring, like, I don't recall blood witches in the original Winx. But then again, I'm not done with the original Winx. I'm only on season 4. I watched an episode yesterday. But I really like that they're not, you know, going exactly how it is, but they're still adding important elements from the original series, like the Dragon Flame and obviously Alfia, and obviously there's no Ferragonda and finally the Trick sisters, the three. Unfortunately, Beatrice is dead, which sucks, but maybe she'll come back to life and they'll have this nice trio moment. But Darcy and yeah, and the other one as well, but they're obviously different names, but it's nice to see little resemblances between them. So that was cool. All in all, I enjoyed it. There were so many moments where I was screaming. I was like, yeah, I was supporting them so much. It was the best. Like, I had the best time. Sucks that it's only 7 episodes, but it was good. I think it took me like 3 days to finish the season. So cross fingers for season 3. And I hope to see some new characters. Maybe Brandon coming in. Maybe another like Techno or something. But that'll be weird. But all good in the neighborhood. All in all, good season. I'm going to watch PLL today, so I'm back on the PLL grind, but I'm going to write my exam now. Wish me luck.
So, as you can tell, I kind of flew through that, but in the beginning, I was kind of pissed. I obviously had to write my exam, but I didn't really speak too much about Musa and, like, Stella and Sky's little journey. It was very interesting to see, especially Musa's journey with the whole, what is the thing? I think the scrapers, and how she kind of gave herself to them and kind of didn't want her magic anymore. That was an interesting arc, and it was interesting to see a fairy not have their powers and kind of them navigate who they are, because they have always been like a fairy, but without their powers, like, who are they? So I think she had like a bit of an identity crisis, and it was interesting to see how she navigated that. And I found it really nice that she wanted to find somewhat like power outside, or find strength apart or outside of her powers. And obviously Riven kind of helped her in doing so. So I really like that journey with Muse, and kind of see her deal with her kind of whole thing of being a mind fairy. And with Stella's situation, that was, then again, as I said, kind of hard to watch. When I say that, I think about the scene where she tried to take out that gem thing in her back that was kind of restricting her from leaving Alfea, or the barrier and like her powers and stuff like that. So her mother putting that on her was like a whoa type thing. It's kind of telling her, no, don't be who you are. That's a, like, in a weird way. But that, her journey and her, I really enjoyed her relationship with Beatrix. To be honest, sucks that Beatrix is no longer with us, but cross fingers she somewhat comes back. But yeah, that was a hard thing to watch, but I guess it's important to put that in there. So I hate how I kind of, in the voice note, kind of just brushed over it. Because it isn't, you know, it is kind of, like, everything that they put in the show was important, with whole Musa story, Sky dealing with, I guess, his first, like, kill as a specialist, which I'll get into, and Stella's, you know, kind of, she felt very trapped, in a weird way, by her own mother. So that journey was very important to see, and I'm really happy that they put that in there. Speaking of Sky, he had an interesting journey. I enjoyed his relationship with Bloom and how they've kind of grown. But there is this thing, you can see like on both sides kind of, that they're not fully opening up to each other. I mean, they're together, but they're not really being like vulnerable. And I think that you kind of see that towards the end of the series. And then he leaves her, whatever. But he obviously killed Andreas, who is his father. So that kind of takes a toll on him for the longest time. And it still takes a toll on him. So now, yeah, I think he's going through a lot. And I really hope in season 3, that they navigate that a bit more and see what that does to him. Because I think it's going to be very interesting, okay, because we now know that Bloom is in the other realm, or under dark realm or whatever, and she left Sky. Now, originally, she left him a note, but Sky was like, I'm not having that. I need you to tell me what's going on. And they had this moment, and now Sky essentially has nobody. I mean, Silver is there, but like, he lost his original father, and now Bloom. So now he's kind of left to deal with these things. So I want to see what would happen if Bloom were to come back. And I feel like there will be some tension in the relationship, which I really hope that they, you know, explore that and kind of dive into that and see just like what's been happening. Or I would like, while Bloom was in the dark realm, there to be like this weird time lapse. But also I don't want, well, there has to be a time lapse, because she's not going to be there for like, you know, a couple of minutes and then come back. So maybe like a month or so. But they did leave us on a massive cliffhanger, and I need them to bring us a season 3. They have to. Like, they literally have to. And with the Blood Witches, I was saying, like, I was thinking, like, what was the point of them? Really? Because in the season, I was like, what are they doing? Like, the Blood Witches aren't, well, they actually were doing something. So Never mind. I just thought they were like, they were just there, and then the fairies just hated them, and then there was just waging war between them. But Sebastian was like killing fairies, so. Anyway, yeah. Happy with season, lots of cliffhangers, and Aisha's, I already spoke about that. And yeah, I've spoken about most of all of it. Then again, showing my love for Flora and the actress Paulina. Oh gosh, I love Flora. Also, Flora had a moment, which I hope they will explore in season 3. She kind of also sacrificed herself to the Scrapers in order to help her friends. And we know Flora as someone who's somewhat like confident in the series, blah, blah, blah. So to see her kind of, you know what I mean, when, because there's a scene where she's looking at her Scraper scar, and it's like, oh my gosh, Flora's being extremely vulnerable and kind of letting, you know, a weird front of I'm okay down, if that makes sense. So I'm interested to see that. And then I kind of forgot when I started watching it again that this is a coming of age story. And they do swear a lot. They use some explicit language. And I kind of forgot that, you know, it's a coming of age. So there were a bit of F-bombs there. There was some little here and there. But yeah, as soon as I was reminded, oh yeah, this is a coming of age, people swear, I was like, okay. But there was a lot of it. Like, there was a lot of it. Now, it wasn't, like, excessive, like, we want to prove a point that we swear in this world. It was just, like, you know, people talk like that these days, to be honest. So, I loved it. It was great. And cross fingers for season 3. Netflix, do your thing. We love this show. Please. It would be wrong to not have a season 3. Like, it would literally be a crime not to have a season 3, in my personal opinion. But yeah, I'm excited. And then again, they did up the ante with the villains. I'm happy about that. Like, the burn ones, I was like, come on. The burn ones. But then when they brought blood witches, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. The stakes were definitely higher, but then again, they kind of prolonged the whole thing. Only like episode 5, 6, and 7 was things actually moving, to be honest. So yeah, and with the relationship with the girls, I like, I'm happy that it's not all bubbly as it is in the original animated series, because that's very unrealistic. So to see them kind of be there for each other always, and they do have their differences a lot, but to kind of support each other and let each other know, look, we're here for you, I think that element is the same in the animated series as in this one, that they'll always be there for each other, so that's pretty cool. But all in all, loved it. And speaking of Netflix, I think the Tudum event is happening, but they obviously will not announce season 3 of Winx now, but there's going to be some exciting announcements, so I'm excited to see what happens there. But that's for Fate the Winx Saga. I wanted to, these next two things I'm going to talk about are very, like, very short. They're going to be really, really short, because it's not that, I don't say I don't care, but the one of them I'm like, meh. So the one is, actually, I'm not going to speak about it because I don't want to give it that attention. But this one I do care about is Joshua Bassett's new, I think, EP, Sad Songs in a Hotel Room, is out now, I want to say. And at this point in time, like right now, I have to be honest, I haven't listened to it. I want to do it justice, though. Like, I don't want to listen to it, like, just for the sake of listening to it. But I really want to listen and hear the lyrics and hear the melodies and the instruments. And I really want to hear this EP, I think. It's not an album, but this EP. And really want to hear it and listen to it properly. So I've listened to the song Lifeline. And the video is kind of, I was going to say jarring, but it's just really emotional. And it's a beautiful song, to say the least, but it's very emotional. So I think this EP is going to be interesting. I really love the cover art on it, and I'm just happy for Josh. And speaking of cover art, I completely forgot, but we have a new cover art, guys. I hope you like it. I didn't really plan on keeping the house, I didn't really plan on keeping the house one for very long. I just wanted to change it up a little bit, but this one I might keep for a while, to be honest, because I really like it. I might change it in a way that, because there's like two variations of it, and I couldn't really decide which one I liked more. So I'm going to keep this one for a while, and then I'm going to use the other one for another while, and, you know, see which one I like best. But I really like this new cover poster, new cover art of the podcast. Basically, if you don't, it's the beach. It was the day we went to the beach, and I really like that photo. And it's kind of, that was a really nice day. So it brings me good memories and good vibes, and hopefully that kind of reciprocates this podcast for you. Good vibes all the way. But that's that. So I'm going to listen to Sad Songs in a Hotel Room. Maybe today, to be honest. But the thing is, like, right now, at this moment in time, that I'm recording this. It's load shedding again. Again. Like, what's the time? It is 12 minutes past 8 p.m. and load shedding was at 8. So there's no power in my house right now. And it might be, it's going to be quite an effort to upload this episode. So, and I still have to wash the dishes. How, that's fantastic. I love my life. Life is good. So I think that's that. So to Joshua Bassett, happy premiere on his new EP. I keep saying album, his new EP, Sad Songs at a Hotel Room. I trust and I probably know it's going to be really good. And I'm just excited to listen to it and give it a proper solid listen. And I think that's it, folks. That's it for the news. Now, I have a ton of episodes lined up. It's actually insane, and I'm so excited. Because there's so many things that I've been really excited to talk about, but I don't know why I haven't done them. So I finally today I sat down and I said, okay, this is for this, and I really wrote down, okay, this episode, this, when, wah, wah, wah. So I know when episode is supposed to be when now, and I know, like, what is what. So I put, like, my really jumbled up, scrambled brain ideas in order on a page in my journal. And I've got it. So I've got, like, a bunch lined up. And speaking of my journal, it's almost done. I feel like this journal felt smaller than the others. I don't know why, but this journal's almost finished. If I have to be honest, this journal was very much like a blurry journal. It was just something that was there for me, which I wrote down, like, a lot of my to-do list kind of studying plans. But I cherish every single journal. This is just journal number. Oh gosh. I want to say six, but I'm scared I'm wrong. It's journal six. Number six, and I think I've got like 3 pages left. Now, knowing myself, that's not enough to last me like an entire week. I need more than that. So I need to figure that out. But we've got the episode set. I've got things going. Life is good. Everything is good. We're fine. I'm good. So, yeah. Now, in this moment in time, I don't know if I want to talk about this because this is very irrelevant. Okay, wait. Let me just like, you know, close the news segment, okay? The news is now over. We're getting personal now. So, I don't know if I actually wanted to talk about this, to be honest, but, so basically, at this moment in time, the reason why I'm saying at this moment in time the whole time is because this episode specifically is only going to be uploaded, like, 2 days after I recorded it. And there's a reason for that, obviously. But it's okay. At this moment in time, it is a Saturday night, and my father is on his way here. Now, I haven't really talked about my father in this podcast because I don't feel the need to, or I haven't talked about my family. I talked a lot about my life, but my family, I haven't talked much about them. And I've said a lot about my mom, my cousin, but my father, not really, because it's like, to be honest, it's kind of a touchy subject. So he's on his way here now. Who knows what time he'll be here. But all I know is that he's on his way. Why he's on his way? I don't know. Now, if you can't tell by now, he doesn't live here. He lives somewhere else. I don't want to get into the details of my family's arrangement. I had to call it an arrangement, but my family's little thing. But in a strange way, I'm kind of nervous. Is that strange? It's because, I'm trying to think now. It's because we had a phone call this morning, and it was a really strange one, to be honest. But it was like, okay. So now to know that he's on his way here, it's like, okay. I don't know how to feel. I'm, like, nervous, but also don't know what to expect. Because every time he comes, it's always something. There's always a reason. Anyway, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of that. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, which will be Sunday. But yeah, I don't know how to feel. I felt weird sharing that because that's very, like, it's very personal. But, you know, I like to think that maybe there's someone else just like me. and they maybe resonate with that. So, but for the time being, I'm going to wash the dishes. As I said, I'm writing my last exam on Monday. Now, I wanted to celebrate. Like, I literally wanted to celebrate, but I don't have money. So, that's not going to happen. Like, I genuinely, after I wrote, I wanted to go to like a restaurant and just sit and eat and be like, oh my gosh, I'm done with the prelims. And I have one more to go. The one more being my final exams of high school, like the last. And these are the ones that, to be honest, kind of probably count the most. So I wanted to celebrate the fact that I'm one step closer to finishing this and being done with school, high school specifically. But we'll see what happens Monday. But I still a lot of work to do though. Like, I write my last exam of prelims on Monday. And then I'm going, if I don't end up celebrating, going to the library to study physics. Like, the studying won't stop. I have to study because I told my cousin this today. She was asking me, why are you studying when you're done? I was like, I literally do not understand my work. I don't know what I am doing in physics. I don't know what I'm doing in maths. So I try really hard to put in the extra hours and try and like understand this stuff because I quite frankly don't. So that when time comes to write, I can kind of not find it easy, but just be more relaxed and kind of know or have an idea of what I'm doing. So the studying never stops. I'm gonna study every single day. But obviously, I want to give myself time to relax and have some relaxation, because I think that's necessary. It is. So, yeah. I actually have to go now, though. I have to wash the dishes because I kind of don't want to be awake when my father gets here. Is that wrong that I say? Is it wrong that I say that? But we have church tomorrow, which is Sunday. And yeah, I just want everything to be over. I just want everything to be over. It's okay. This is life. We live it. We didn't ask for it, but oh my gosh, that was creepy. But we live it. So thank you for listening to this episode, the Not So Late Show. I hope you enjoyed. I had fun today. I hope you had fun, and I hope you come back for the next episode, which I'm really excited to be doing. To be honest, I might do the next episode at the library, but that probably won't happen. But yeah, I'm excited for what's to come, and I hope you can join me on this journey and we see what lies ahead. So that being said, if you've made it thus far in the episode, you already know that you're a real one. I appreciate you. I thank you. And I'm so forever grateful for you more than you could ever, ever know. Mwah, mwah. I love you so, so much. And I will see you on the next one.